Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about Stop Drinking Coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com.
If you've been watching my channel for a while, I just wanted to say one thing today. I wanted to tell you that I respect you. I respect you so much. I respect anybody that's trying to improve their life, change their relationship with alcohol, kick alcohol out of their life, reduce their drinking, whatever it is you're trying to do and whatever it is you're trying to achieve by watching this channel. I wanted to let you know that I respect you so much. I respect you more than most people that I walk by in the street because you're different. You're different. You're challenging the status quo. You're going against the grain. You're not listening to society's view on alcohol because you turn on the TV, they're not going to be talking about quitting booze. Sure, they might talk about a dry January here and there, but they're not going to be talking to you about how alcohol is the most dangerous drug on the planet, how it's killing so many people. No, you turn on the news, they're talking about how wine drinkers live longer. And it takes a certain kind of individual to challenge these ideas, to say, no, do you know what? I'm not listening to this anymore. There has to be something else. It takes a certain kind of person to, you know, not go and do it the mainstream way, to not stop drinking with AA, with a rehab, by doing it on their own with willpower, by going to a therapist. It takes a different kind of individual to reframe the way that they view alcohol and to challenge their own beliefs. That's hard. Basically, putting your ego aside and saying, do you know what? Maybe I don't know everything about alcohol. Maybe there isn't things that have been happening without me knowing about how I've been conditioned to see it a certain way, how I've been lied to about this drug. It takes somebody who is committed to growth to do these kind of things. And you are that person. If you've been watching these videos, you are awesome. But I wanted to quickly talk to you about three reasons why you will struggle to stop drinking alcohol forever. And the reason why I started this video off with that positive message is because there are people that are watching this channel right now who will never stop drinking, but it's only if that they buy into the three reasons that I'm about to break down for you. So the very first reason is critical to get your head around. So many people think the reason why they can't stop drinking is because of the addictive nature of them as people. I've heard it time and time again. I've got an addictive personality. I'm an addict. That's why I can't stop drinking. I'm different to everybody else. No, you ain't. The first reason why you won't be able to stop drinking is due to the addictive nature of alcohol. People think that when they have an addictive personality, they drink a drink or they take a drug or they do anything that spikes dopamine or serotonin and they want it again and again and again because of them as individuals. It is totally wrong. The reason why people want to drink alcohol again and again and again has got nothing to do with them and everything to do with the nature of alcohol as a drug. Number one is it dehydrates you. You drink a drink and it makes you thirsty. How can that be your fault? The whole nature of alcohol, the whole design of the drug is for you to drink it, be thirsty, and want to drink more. Combine that with a never-ending feeling of withdrawal that most people don't even realize, and the fact that it lowers inhibitions, you've got a deadly combination of three things. It makes you thirsty, most drinkers are in a constant state of withdrawal, and it lowers inhibitions. How can that be your fault? How could it be my fault when I drank? It ain't your fault. The addictive nature of alcohol is causing you to drink. And until you accept that and stop blaming yourself, I'm not saying it's not your responsibility to fix, but until you stop blaming yourself, you will keep going down this path for the rest of your life. It's got nothing to do with you and everything to do with the drug. The blame needs to be put on the drug. And not just the drug, because let's go into the second reason why you will struggle to stop drinking alcohol forever. Whether you like it or not, there are people out there that want you to drink. There are big businesses out there that make billions and billions of dollars every single year that want you to drink this drug. If you stop drinking, those people will go hungry. Those businesses will collapse. Those people will lose their jobs. So there is an incentive to get you to see alcohol a certain way. If somebody's selling alcohol, do they want you to see alcohol as something that is dangerous, that's destructive? Do they want you to see imagery of a wife with two black eyes because their husband smoked them in the eyes? No, of course not. They want you to see a successful person, a businessman drinking his whiskey, a nice lady with their family having a little glass of wine, hanging out with their friends. They want to see a father and a son sharing a drink with the sunset. What a load of nonsense that is. They're not going to show you somebody that's puked and led on the floor in a nightclub at 3 a.m. in a dangerous city, are they? Of course not. They're going to show you the few seconds of peak life experiences that happen and then put alcohol in those experiences. And now we start associating alcohol with these peak life experiences. What a load of rubbish. Until you're able to see this conditioning and you're able to see through it, you're able to see past it and see the motive behind these marketing messages, you're going to struggle forever. Until you're able to watch a you know, a TV show and then realize, wait, hang on, that character of the TV show is in the most stressful period of their life. Why would they drink alcohol? Whereas 99% of the population will see that person drinking and not even register it. They'll just think, oh, he's stressed. Of course he's drinking. Or they probably wouldn't even think about it. Until you're able to see these messages on the outside and be consciously aware of them and be able to go, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Am I being fed something here? You're going to struggle. But it's so easy to be aware of this stuff. Just try it out. For the next 48 hours, I want you to watch how much alcohol is pushed upon you in the supermarket, you know, in the news, on the TV, whatever it is. And actually come back to this video and leave a comment down below. Would love to hear from you guys. Where are you seeing alcohol pushed upon you? Which leads me to the third and final reason why you're going to struggle to stop drinking. You believe society's view when it comes to quitting alcohol. Society's view when it comes to quitting alcohol is, sure, like I was saying before, they blame it on the individual. But the big problem is thinking that it's okay to stop drinking on your own. Is it possible to stop drinking on your own? Of course. But if you haven't stopped drinking yet and you're watching this video and you're still struggling and you're still telling yourself that you're going to do this on your own, I'm sorry, but the chances of you stopping on your own is so slim. So at this point, you have two options. You can try and do it on your own, but it's going to be harder. The chance of success is going to be so low, and it's going to probably cost you a ton of money in failed attempts with drinking, in whatever. The other option is that you and I can do this together. We can change the way that you view alcohol. We use something called first principles thinking, and then we use coaching to focus on the future. If you want details on that, you can click the link in the description to book a roadmap call. This is where we'll analyze your situation together. We'll dive deep into the reasons why you're personally drinking alcohol, and we're going to give you a roadmap to follow, a literal step-by-step plan, a process that you can follow to help you get in control of your drinking. Then you'll have two options. You can either follow that roadmap on your own, which you can try, right? I'm not saying it's 100% failure, right? But if I think that I can actually help you and we can work with you, I will invite you to join my Sober Clear program.
Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.